Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Brura, and Mirtz Hashem, we're going to finish up the short Siman Reish Mem Zayin, which we started yesterday. Mirtz Hashem, we're going to conclude it today. And we begin with Sif Beis. Sif Beis can be found on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And the Mechaber says, we're talking here about what is the rulings in regard to using a non-Jewish person to deliver mail or an overnight package or anything like that that will be involved in delivering it on Shabbos. So the Mechaber says, Sif Beis, Im his imo shi'itin lo schori, if you made an arrangement with the non-Jewish person that you would pay him a certain wage, even though you didn't tell him exactly how much you're going to pay him, you just said you're going to pay him a certain wage. So dino kikotzitz, that has the same halachic status as if you had actually told him, well, I'm going to pay you $20 for doing this task. Because the non-Jewish person, because he knows he's getting a wage, even though he doesn't know exactly whether it's $10 or $20 or $100, whatever it may be, he knows he's getting a wage. Therefore, the reason he's delivering the letter now is because he wants to make that money. When he's finished delivering the letter, he'll make that money, so therefore he's working for himself and not for you on Shabbos. However, Avo B'Stam, the Mechaber says, if you don't tell him that he's going to get a wage, even without specifying how much that wage is, but you don't specifically tell him you will get paid for this work, so even though he's expecting to get paid, but since you never told him you're going to definitely get paid, so then also it would be prohibited to do this. Because in that situation, the Lo Samcha Daite Ubedi Yisrael Kotorah, because he's not 100% sure he's going to get paid, and therefore, in this situation, he's doing your work for you. If he gets paid, then he would be doing it for himself. But since he doesn't know for certain that he's going to get paid, this is not allowed. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Beis explains, Rod Shalomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Lo Miboya, we don't certainly have to know in the case, Imayin Yudi Mistape Kalal, Imit Nalo Schar Dioser. Certainly, if the non-Jewish person is truly Mesupik, that he is or he's not going to get paid for this, then certainly you're not allowed to give it to him. Elafilu Meisrol Mevim Imenu. Even if the Jewish person realizes the non-Jewish person is expecting to get paid, whoever's sending him, he's definitely going to get paid. Nevertheless, unless you specify that he will get paid, even if you don't specify the amount, the Mechaber is telling us that it's not allowed. Kivin Shayisrael lo hivticho adayin. Since the Jewish person didn't promise him that he would get paid, so therefore the non-Jewish person is not 100% certain that he's going to get paid, and therefore we can't say that he's doing it for himself. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Im Schar LeYomim, if you hire out a non-Jewish person for a number of days' work, and Dover Kotzuv B'chol Yom B'halichaso B'chazaraso, and you're paying him a certain set amount per day, so you're paying him $20 to go and come back. But you're not telling him you have to go today, you have to go on Shabbos. You're telling him, when you deliver this letter, every day you deliver a letter for me, it's $20. So in that situation, if this is Friday afternoon, then it's Osir, because it looks like he's doing the work for you on Shabbos. When he's now going to be traveling on Shabbos, everybody saw that he just started working for you yesterday. It appears, it has the impression of impropriety over here that you instructed him to go and work for you on Shabbos, and therefore that is not allowed. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Gimel explains that when we hired him for a couple of days, Rod Shalom, the Mechaber is telling us, the Mishnah Berurah says, Dav shi tarnu le'el b'kotzatz afilu b'erev Shabbos, if you made a set amount of money for this job, then even if it's erev Shabbos, haynu kishu kotzeitz lo sach kotzu b'yad pulos, so if you're paying him a set amount, $20 to doing this job, the odds in that situation are daiti d'nav she'ovid, since in that situation he's doing it totally for himself. It's not in that situation clear in any way that he's doing it for you, because you're paying him by the job, and he's going to get $20 whenever he delivers this. You didn't tell him to deliver it now, and therefore, if he chooses to deliver it now, he's delivering it on his own on Shabbos. That's why it's allowed. But if you're paying him per day, then you're paying him $50 to work on Shabbos, $50 to work on Sunday, $50 to work on Monday. Even though you didn't say he should bedavka work on Shabbos, you said it's $50 per day, and he's going to be working with for those days, and one of those days will be Shabbos. Even though he's working now for himself, therefore it's better than if you hadn't arranged any amount at all. And this would even be, according to the Mechaber, be permitted if you did this on Wednesday or Thursday. Nevertheless, if you're doing this over here on Erev Shabbos, for an entire day's work, then osur. That's not allowed. Because the kivan sheyotze takev b'Shabbos, he's working for you right away on Shabbos. Nira ki ilu hisne imo kach bishlichu vishlichu soholech. It looks like you arranged for him to work specifically on Shabbos, and it looks like he's doing it under your shlichus. Me'achar shenosan lo schar ba'ar hayom, because you gave him a daily rate. So now he's working on Shabbos. He was just hired yesterday, and people are going to mistakenly think that you're telling him to go work for you on Shabbos. Now, Sivkot Nudalid, the Mishnah Berurah addresses, however, Avo Biyom Chamishi Mutter. In this situation, therefore, if you're hiring him for a daily rate, so then if you're hiring him on Thursday, it is permitted. Uladas Ramo Le'el B'Hagot, and previously the Ramo had said, Afilu Lo Kotzatz Klal Mutter Biyom Chamishi. And we previously said, even if you didn't arrange any amount, if you arranged it on Thursday, then it's permissible. It doesn't look like he's doing your shlichus for you on Shabbos. Now we go to Siv Dalit. The Mechaber writes, if a non-Jewish person says, I'll take it for you for free, no problem. Even if you give it to him then in that situation on Erev Shabbos, mutter, it's perfectly permissible. Because the non-Jewish person on his own is doing this. The Eino Elo Lahachzik Tov LaYisrael. And he's only doing this to, so to say, be nice to the Jewish person because of previous favors that had been done to him. And therefore, v'habe le kilu kotzas. And this is as if he arranged the amount that he was to be paid beforehand. He's, so to say, returning a debt. No, the Jewish person was very nice to me one time, so I'll be very nice to him this time. So that is as if the amount was arranged beforehand, and therefore it's the totally in the realm that the non-Jewish person is doing this totally for his own benefit. Adaite didei nafshe osa. And therefore, it is allowed. The Mishnah Berurah explains this as Sivkot and Tezvav. Pirish. The ain ha-Yisrael kofa oso al-kach. The Jewish person is not forcing him to do this. Ela mi'atzmahu misratze lo'olich ho'igeres. The non-Jewish person is doing this on his own goodwill to go and take the package for the Jewish person, take the letter for the Jewish person. The solinon, and we attributed to Shemash and Itzratza, and why does this non-Jewish person want to do this? Mibneish hatova shekibo imenu mikvar, to return the favor that the Jewish person had done to him. And therefore, this is called Vadaite de Nasheko of it. It's as if the Jewish person has nothing to do with this. The non-Jewish person is doing this totally on his own, as I explained. Therefore, the Mechaber says, V'havi le kilu kotzas. This is identical to the situation where he actually paid him a set amount of money or arranged a set amount of money. That's a kula from the Mechaber. However, the Ramah says, Hagav v'yesh cholkim. There are those that disagree with this. Usfir lehu, and they hold, the kol she'osu b'chinam osu. If the non-Jewish person is doing it on his own, so then it looks like he's doing it for the Jewish person, because he's not getting paid. So it looks like it's the Jewish person that instructed him to do this, and therefore, according to these yesh cholkim, these poskim, they hold that it's prohibited. The Ramah concludes, V'tov lahachmir. It is best to hold like these yesh cholkim that say that it is prohibited. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tezayin explains, from this expression over here, he says one should try to follow this de'azu. Likewise, the Taz holds like this first opinion over here, that one can hold like the easier, lenient opinion in the Mechaber. However, Avo B'darki Moshe, the Ramo, in the Darki Moshe, Simin Reish Nun Beis, Mashma D'Daitohu Ki Yesh HaChokim, that one should hold like this Yesh HaChokim to be more machmer. And likewise, V'chim B'levush V'el Yerabba B'Simin Zeh, Mashma D'Osu B'chinam. They hold that one should take this strict opinion, and in fact, that is the opinion of the Ramo, in the Darki Moshe, that one should not allow the non-Jewish person to do this for you for free. And therefore, if the non-Jewish person offers, pay him or agree to say that you'll pay him something for the work that he's doing. And that way it will be like you set a price. Because even if it's a very nominal amount, I'll buy you an ice cream when you come back. So that is perfectly good. And this is also and that fulfills, even according to the Machmir poskim, that would fulfill that the non-Jewish person is doing it for himself and not for the Jewish person. The remark continues and he writes, Avol. If the non-Jewish person on his own volition comes and tells the Jewish person, I'm going to this place, I'm happy to deliver your letter for you, this is definitely attributable to the fact that the Jewish person must have been very nice to the non-Jewish person, and the non-Jewish person is looking to return the favor. And everybody would agree, even the Yesh Cholkim over here, Vishari, this would be permissible. And this is brought down in the name of the Beis Yosef. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, if the non-Jewish person on his own is going and traveling to the place where you want to deliver a letter, And then in that situation, the non-Jewish person says, I'm traveling to Florida, and I hope you have a nice time. And the Jewish person says, oh, really? The Yisrael knows St. Louis Garrett says, can you please bring this letter there? Then mutter b'chol gavda. The Mechaber says that would be permissible to everybody because the non-Jewish person is going there anyway on his own. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Zayin, however, if im yodea shabar b'haderech b'shvilo, then it would be osur. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Beis Yosef that if the non-Jewish person is going to go out of his way, he's really not going all the way to Florida, he's only going some of the way, and he's going to have to travel an extra distance there, so then, unless you do all the suggestions that we made previously about setting a set price or having him work in a way that is permissible, so then it would be prohibited. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Ches says that when is it permissible for the non-Jewish person to go on his own and deliver the letter for the Jewish person, haynu afilu lo kotzatz litin lo schar, ela bistoma. This is true even if you didn't agree to pay him anything. The non-Jewish person, out of the goodness of his heart, just said, listen, I'm going there anyway. I know you may have some letters you might want to send. So therefore, I'll be happy to take them. And as we explained, the kaimalon b'sif aleph, dosu lishloach hayodo kishen kavua beidoar, even though we'd said previously that you're not allowed to do something like this when there is no set post office over there because you're concerned, the chayshinon, since there's no set postmaster over there, shemalo yimot senu b'dei, so you're not going to find the person in his house, v'yelech achra b'shabbos, and you're going to go look all around to find the person that he's supposed to deliver the letter to. Nevertheless, over here, afilu hochi sharinon kan, we allow this over here because, since you're not paying him and you didn't ask him, kivon, she'ein ha'eino yehudi holech b'shlichuso, since this non-Jewish person is really not going for you, he's going there anyway. Elo, shemeatzma holech l'sham, he's going there on his own volition, totally on his own. So therefore, he said, I'll be nice to the Jewish person and I'll bring his letter for him. He's not going to be so nice that he's going to go travel out of his way. Bivada im lo yim se'ena, lo yechapes achrav. If he doesn't find the person who you sent the letter to, he's not going to start looking all around on Shabbos for that person. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds, "V'davka imyei shows lagia shom mibod yom." This works only if he has time to reach there before Shabbos. Avol ein shows lagia shom mibod yom. If he won't have time to get there before Shabbos, osur af bazeh, then this would not be allowed as well, because the av dahalichoso bishul asmu, even though he's going on his own, mikol makom mashenosi amirta hu bishul yisrael, he's clearly carrying the letter only for the Jewish person, and that's not allowed because they didn't arrange beforehand. And he's not doing it a daita de nafshei. He's doing it totally here for the Jewish person, since he's not getting paid. V'da, furthermore, you should know, the Mishnah Berurah says, the litin lo b'shabbos, to hand the letter to him on Shabbos itself, that is vaday osur. That certainly is no good. Also, l'kuliyam, everybody would agree that that's not allowed. Afilu b'holich mi'atzmo. You see him outside your house on Shabbos morning, and he says, I'm off to my parents' house to go visit them. He says, and he says, do you have anything you'd like me to deliver to them? I know your parents live near my parents. You're not allowed to. V'afilu kotzis lo scharo mibod yom avurzeh. And even if you have already arranged with him, instructed with him that if he does this, you'll give him $10. Nevertheless, al kein also litin egeres ala post b'shabbos. You're not allowed to give to the postman, to the mailbox on Shabbos itself. As opposed to Erev Shabbos Mutter, it is allowed to drop off the letter on Erev Shabbos, because in that situation, the ala post have a tamid kotzas, because there's always a set fee that's assigned for the delivery of a letter by the post office. The atimeinu mishalem kan mikol makom mitzarech lishalem mishenishtalach lo. Because even if you're not paying it right now, when he delivers it, he has to pay the delivery fee in order to get the letter. So somebody's going to be paying for this, so it's like it was set and arranged before Shabbos. However, he brings down, in the situation where you're giving to him on Shabbos, afilu b'mokom sheish erev, even if there's an erev over here, afilu ayideh ein yehudi, and even as via non-Jewish person who's going to be giving it to him, also dovers that. That's not allowed. And it doesn't help. V'lo mahani kitzitza al Shabbos gufa, and you can't, of course, pay or arrange a fee to pay on Shabbos. However, there is a kula here. Af b'mokom hefzid gadol, if there's a great financial loss over here as a result of not delivering this letter, yesh lahatu b'chi hai gavna, you would be permitted to do this. Because when you tell the non-Jewish person to go deliver it to another non-Jewish person to deliver the letter, devishus deshus b'mokom seida, the mutter. This would be a telling a non-Jewish person to go tell another non-Jewish person to do something. So that's a double deshus, shus deshus, and in a financial loss, this would be permissible. However, v'shalom b'makom hefzid, if there isn't going to be a significant financial loss, yesh lahachmir, it's preferable not to do this. One should try to be machmir. Afilu be'erev Shabbos, even on Erev Shabbos, shalom yitain le'eno yehudi ha'igeres, shu yitain also ala post b'Shabbos, if the non-Jewish person is going to drop it off at the post office on Shabbos. V'afilu b'kotzas, and this even if you set up a fee. Shahari miyached melachto al Shabbos, because he is doing specifically this melacha for you on Shabbos. Dishah footnote number 10 points out that if you really don't necessarily want it delivered on Shabbos, so then the Maharam Mibrisk brings down Sheish Lahatir Gambali Hef. So then you would be permitted to do this even without a financial loss. And it would only be prohibited, as we just said, if you specifically told them that you want it mailed on Shabbos. Dishah footnote number 9 brings down what happens if the post office has, unfortunately, irreligious Jewish workers. So Moshe Feinstein brings down the Igros Moshe, Shafilu Imhei Miut, even if there's only a small number of Jewish people that are working in the post office, then it's preferable, Min Haroi Lahach Mishalo Lishloach Michtovin Beofen Shisholchu B'Shabbos. If you know that they're going to end up mailing those letters on Shabbos, it'd be preferable not to, because even though a minority of Jewish workers, there is a high likelihood that there is a minority of Jewish workers. Kiven Shin Miut HaMotzehu, since this is a Jewish city to a large extent, then there's certainly going to be some Jewish workers in the post office. And you are thereby causing them to be Mechal Shabbos. However, if he says, if it's not a place where there are a lot of Jews, even if there may be one or two Jews, in that situation it's not called the Miyud Hamotzi, and it would be allowed, and you don't have to be concerned about it. Finally, we go to Sif Vav. The Mechaber writes, Mishiesh lo socher eino Yehudi l'shano Yosef. If somebody has a hired worker, a non-Jewish hired worker, who is hired out for a year or even longer, also, l'shalcho, Erev Shabbos begeris. You're not allowed to send this non-Jewish person to deliver a letter for you on Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Yud Tes, d'mashu schiru l'shono lo nechshav ki ketzitza. The fact that you've hired him out for an entire year, that doesn't count that you arrange his specific fee for delivering this letter. V'dino b'chol ha'protim kimvur le'el b'sif alef below katzas. And therefore, it halachically is as if you didn't arrange a set fee for him, and it has the same halachas in that situation, which is prohibited, as we discussed in yesterday's shir in Sif Alef. Ella the bazeh mikilinon. Here it's a little bit more meiko. Dein also ella b'erev Shabbos. This would only be forbidden on erev Shabbos. V'atam kamoshe b'yarno b'bir halacha. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that I have explained this reasoning in the bir halacha. If you look in the bir halacha, dibra maskul l'shana, he says v'atam. Even though you've set up an entire salary for this person for the entire year, this is not considered as if you set up a set fee for the delivery of the letter. Because when you set up a fee, it's because the Jewish person doesn't care that the letter is delivered today or tomorrow. The guy can do this today or tomorrow. And if the non-Jewish person decides he wishes to deliver the letter today, it's because he's doing it for himself. However, in this situation where he's your man Friday, he's going to do whatever you ask him to do, even though you don't tell him to specifically do this on Shabbos, he knows he's going to have a lot of work to do on Sunday. So therefore, therefore, the Jewish person is benefiting that the non-Jewish person has already delivered the letter on Shabbos, and therefore is free and available to do other work on Sunday. And therefore, it's as if the non-Jewish person is actually working on his direct behest. Now we go to the Ramah, who adds, Haga umihu, im lo secho rak l'shlichos igeres. However, if he is set over here just as an annual fee to deliver letters for you, then yesh matir, and those that allow this commotion is bor le'el, simin reish mem dalet sif hey, as we've already learned. And Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chof explains, what did we learn over there? Hainu deha rishon hashom, the first opinion over there, desfir le dezeo nechshav kekotzatz, that this is as if it was prearranged a set fee, and therefore, in that situation, the non-Jewish person is doing it adaita denavshei. Ayin shom atam. And go back there and we can look into that in more detail. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, umikol makom, also loma lo sheyelech b'shabbos kanal b'sif alef. In all of these situations, you can't ask him to go and do it for you on Shabbos. This concludes Simon Reish Mem Zayin and today's shir.